This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Adynovate. Active ingredient, S. reuractacog alpha-pegyl. This leaflet provides important information about using Adynovate. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Adynovate. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Adynovate? Adynovate contains the active ingredient reuractacog alpha-pegyl, a pegylated human recombinant DNA-derived blood clotting factor 8. Adynovate is used for the management of congenital hemophilia A, an inherited bleeding disorder caused by a lack of blood clotting factor 8 in the body. Adynovate is used to control and prevent bleeding episodes, routinely prevent and reduce the frequency of bleeding episodes, prevent or reduce bleeding before, during, and after surgery. The blood clotting factor 8 is essential for the blood to form clots and stop bleedings. In patients with inherited hemophilia A, there is a low level of factor 8 in the blood circulation. Adynovate is similar to the blood clotting factor 8 in human blood, and Adynovate works as a replacement therapy, so that blood can form clots at the site of bleeding. Adynovate is produced by recombinant DNA technology, and has been modified chemically, to prolong its duration of action. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. What should I know before I use Adynovate? Warnings. Do not use Adynovate if you have ever had an allergic reaction to Adynovate or octacog alpha, a medicine called Advate. You are allergic to mouse or hamster proteins, or if you have a known allergy to medicines of mouse or hamster origin. You are allergic to any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions, have had or at risk of any heart problems or conditions involving the blood vessels. Are on a controlled sodium diet? Adynovate may increase the risk of abnormal blood clots forming in your body if you have risk factors for developing blood clots. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. There is no information on the use of Adynovate during pregnancy. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Adynovate if you are pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Adynovate passes into your milk and if it can harm your baby. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of using Adynovate if you are breastfeeding. What if I am taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or hemophilia treatment center if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. There are no known interactions of Adynovate with other medicines. Your doctor or hemophilia treatment center have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid if you have concerns. How do I use Adynovate? How much to use? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. Your doctor will decide how much Adynovate you use. Your dose will depend on your body weight, the amount of factor 8 your body is able to make, how much, how often and where you are bleeding, if your body have built up antibodies to Adynovate. How to use Adynovate. Treatment with Adynovate will be started in a hospital or hemophilia treatment center and supervised by your doctor who is experienced in the care of patients with hemophilia. After starting Adynovate treatment, some individuals may be trained to use Adynovate at home. Adynovate is given by slow injection directly into your vein. Do not attempt to inject Adynovate by yourself unless you have received proper training by your doctor or hemophilia treatment center on how to use the product. Preparing Adynovate. Adynovate is provided as a powder in a vial, and a diluent vial containing water for injections is also supplied in the pack. These vials need to be mixed together to form a clear solution before use. Follow carefully the step-by-step instructions at the end of this leaflet, or in the pack, insert on how to prepare an injected Dynovate. Do not mix a Dynovate with any other medicines or solvent other than the water for injections diluent supplied with the pack. Use solely the reconstitution device, provided with each pack, to prepare the solution for injection. After mixing the powder and the diluent, use the solution immediately. If the solution is not used straight away, you can keep the solution for a maximum of 3 hours when stored at room temperature, below 30 degrees Celsius. Do not refrigerate the solution after it is prepared. A Dynovate is for single use in one patient only. Dispose of all unused solution, empty vials, and used needles and syringes into a sharps bin. The step-by-step instructions can be found under Section 8. Instructions for use. If you are unsure about how to prepare the medicine for use, contact your doctor or hemophilia treatment center. Inspecting a Dynovate. Always inspect a Dynovate before use and after it has been mixed. After mixing, the solution should be clear to colorless and free from foreign particles. Do not inject the solution if it is discolored or cloudy or contains particles. How often to use a Dynovate? Your doctor will tell you how often or at what intervals you will receive the injection. The frequency of injections you receive and how long you will use a Dynovate for will depend on how well a Dynovate is working for you. Continue using a Dynovate for as long as your doctor tells you. Usually, the replacement therapy with a Dynovate is a lifelong treatment. If you forget to use a Dynovate, do not inject a double dose to make up for the forgotten dose. If you inject a double dose, this may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or hemophilia treatment center. If you use too much a Dynovate, if you think that you have used too much a Dynovate, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately contact your doctor or hemophilia treatment center, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, or phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126. If you are in Australia, or by calling 0800764766. If you are in New Zealand, you should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using a Dynovate? Things you should do. Tell you other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists you are using this medicine. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are using a Dynovate. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some blood tests before you start your treatment and from time to time during your treatment to monitor your progress. Follow all instructions from your doctor. Your doctor may change the dose you use using your treatment. Tell your doctor and/or hemophilia treatment center straight away if you notice any sudden signs and symptoms of a severe allergic response. Your bleeding is not controlled or worsens after using a Dynovate. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Things you should not do. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they appear to have the same condition as you. Do not use a Dynovate to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop using a Dynovate unless advised by your doctor or healthcare professional or unless you have an allergic reaction. Do not change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not use a Dynovate after the expiry date which is printed on the label after the word EXP. The expiry date refers to the last day of the month. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how a Dynovate affects you. A Dynovate is not expected to have an influence on your ability to drive and use machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep a Dynovate in the pack until it is time to use it. This will protect the medicine from light. Keep a Dynovate in the refrigerator at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius in a refrigerator. Do not freeze. If necessary, you can keep a Dynovate out of the refrigerator for a single 3-month period when stored in the original packaging in a cool dry place at room temperature, below 30 degrees Celsius. The date that the product is removed from the refrigerator should be recorded on the carton. Do not return the medicine to the refrigerator after it has been stored at room temperature. Do not use any Dynovate that has been out of the refrigerator for more than 3 months. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep a Dynovate out of reach of children. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. Medicines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. If your doctor tells you to stop using this medicine, or if the medicine is out of date, or if the medicine has not been stored properly, ask your doctor or hemophilia treatment center what to do with any unwanted medicine that is left over. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Very common. Headache. Common. Dizziness. Nausea. Diarrhea. Rash. Hives. Uncommon. Flushing. Redness of the eye. Allergic reactions. Easily bruising or bleeding due to development of factor VIII inhibitors. Increase in some type of white blood cells. Skin reactions at site of injection. Itchy rash. What to do? Speak to your doctor or hemophilia treatment center if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Uncommon. Severe, sudden allergic reaction which may progress to anaphylaxis including shock. Signs or symptoms of an allergic response include rash, hives, wheals, or generalized itching. Swelling of your face, lips, and tongue, or any parts of the body. Shortness of breath, wheezing, difficulty in breathing. Tightness or discomfort in the chest, chest pain. Dizziness and fainting. What to do? Stop the injection immediately. Call your doctor or hemophilia treatment center straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Your body can make antibodies, also called inhibitors against adenine VIII, which may stop adenine VIII from working properly. Signs or symptoms may include easily bruising or bleeding, swelling and pain, or tightness in joints. Tell your doctor, hemophilia treatment center, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems, if you are in Australia, or to MedSafe online at https://www.medsafe.govt.nz/safety/reporter-problem.asp. If you are in New Zealand, by reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor, hemophilia treatment center, or pharmacist before you decide to stop using any of your medicines. Product details. What adenine VIII contains. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. Powder in a vial. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Reuricocog alpha pegyl. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Calcium chloride dihydrate, glutathione, histidine, mannitol, polysorbate 80, sodium chloride, trehalose dihydrate, trimethanol, diluent in a vial. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, water for injections. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What adenine VIII looks like. Adenine VIII is supplied as a white to off-white powder in a single dose glass vial. Each pack of adenine VIII contains 1 drug powder vial of adenine VIII, 1 diluent vial of water for injections. Either a 5 ml diluent or a 2 ml diluent is provided to dissolve the powder for injection. 1 reconstitution device, either Baxjector High Flow or a pre-assembled Baxject 3 system is provided for mixing the powder and diluent. Adenine VIII is available in 7 strengths. Adenine VIII 250 IU, 5 milliliters, or 2 milliliters, Ostar 2, 7, 3, 5, 1, 7. Adenine VIII 500 IU, 5 milliliters, or 2 milliliters, Ostar 2, 7, 8, 7, 2, 7. Adenine VIII 750 IU, 5 milliliters, or 2 milliliters, Ostar 3, 0, 0, 8, 5, 0. Adenine VIII 1000 IU, 5 milliliters, or 2 milliliters, Ostar 2, 7, 8, 7, 2, 8. Adenine VIII 1500 IU, 5 milliliters, or 2 milliliters, Ostar 3, 0, 0, 8, 5, 1. Adenine VIII 2000 IU, 5 milliliters, Ostar 2, 7, 8, 7, 2, 9. A Dynavate 3000 IU, 5 milliliters, Ostar 300852. Not all presentations may be marketed. Who distributes a Dynavate? A Dynavate is supplied in Australia by Takeda Pharmaceuticals Australia Pty Limited, Level 39, 225 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000, Australia. Telephone 1-800-012-612. www.takeda.com/nau. A Dynavate is supplied in New Zealand by Takeda New Zealand Pty Limited, Level 10, 21 Queen Street, Auckland 1010, New Zealand. Telephone 0508169077. www.takeda.com/nau. This leaflet was prepared in April 2023. A Dynavate is a registered trademark of Baxalta Incorporated. Takeda and the Takeda logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited. Instructions for use. Important. Contact your doctor or hemophilia treatment center if you have any questions or if you experience any problems following this instruction guide. These instructions are intended only as a visual aid for those patients who have been trained by their doctor or hemophilia treatment center on the proper way to self-inject the medicine. Do not attempt to inject a Dynavate by yourself unless you have received proper training by your doctor or hemophilia treatment center on how to use the product. Use only the water for injections, diluent and the reconstitution device provided in the pack to prepare the solution for injection. If more than one vial of a Dynavate is needed for the dose, mix each vial of a Dynavate using a separate Baxjecta high flow or a separate pre-assembled Baxject 3 system supplied in each pack. Follow the step-by-step instructions that is specific to the reconstitution device supplied with your Dynavate. After preparing a Dynavate, use the solution as soon as possible, within 3 hours after mixing. Always inspect the Dynavate before use and after it has been mixed. After mixing, the solution should be clear to colorless. Do not use the solution if it is discolored or cloudy or contains particles. Preparing a Dynavate using aseptic technique. In a quiet place, prepare a clean surface and gather all the materials you will need for the injection. Remove a Dynavate from the refrigerator and check the expiry date on the package. Wash your hands and put on clean exam gloves. If you are self-injecting at home, the use of gloves is optional. Using the Baxjecta high flow device. 1. Use aseptic technique, clean and germ-free and a flat work surface during the reconstitution procedure. 2. Allow the Dynavate powder and diluent vials to reach room temperature before use. 3. Remove plastic caps from the Dynavate powder and diluent vials. 4. Cleanse rubber stoppers with an alcohol wipe and allow to dry before use. 5. Open the Baxjecta high flow device package by peeling away the lid without touching the inside. Figure A. Do not remove the device from the package. Figure A. 6. Turn the package over. Press straight down to fully insert the clear plastic spike through the diluent vial stopper. Figure B. Figure B. 7. Grip the Baxjecta high flow package at its edge and pull the package off the device. Figure C. Do not remove the blue cap from the Baxjecta high flow device. Do not touch the exposed purple plastic spike. Figure C. 8. Turn the system over so that the diluent vial is on top. Quickly insert the purple plastic spike fully into the Dynavate powder vial stopper by pushing straight down. Figure D. The vacuum will draw the diluent into the Dynavate powder vial. Figure D. 9. Swirl gently until the Dynavate powder is completely dissolved. The powder should dissolve rapidly, usually in less than 1 minute. Do not refrigerate the solution after reconstitution. Administration. 1. Remove the blue cap from the Baxjecta high flow device, Figure E. Connect the syringe to the Baxjecta high flow. Use of Luo-Lock syringe is recommended. Figure E. 2. Turn the system upside down, a Dynavate powder vial now on top. Draw the reconstituted solution into the syringe by pulling the plunger back slowly, Figure F. Do not draw air into the syringe, Figure F. 3. Disconnect the syringe, attach a needle suitable for intravenous injection. If more than one vial of a Dynavate is to be used, the contents of multiple vials may be drawn into the same syringe. 4. Administer the dose by injecting the solution directly into the vein over a period of up to 5 minutes, maximum infusion rate of 10 milliliters per minute. Using the Baxject 3 system, the Adynovate powder vial and the diluent vial are supplied pre-assembled with the Baxject 3 reconstitution device within a sealed blister package. Do not use if the lid is not completely sealed on the blister packaging. 1. Take the sealed blister out from the pack and allow the Adynovate powder and diluent vials to reach room temperature before use. 2. Open the blister package by peeling away the lid. Remove the pre-assembled Baxject 3 system from the blister. 3. Place the pre-assembled Baxject 3 system on a flat surface with a diluent vial on top. Figure 1. The diluent vial has a blue stripe. Do not remove the blue cap until instructed in a later step. Figure 1. 4. Hold the lower end of the pre-assembled Baxject 3 system with one hand, and use the other hand to press down firmly on the diluent vial until the system is fully collapsed and the diluent flows down into the Adynovate powder vial. Figure 2. Do not tilt the system until all the diluent is completely transferred to the Adynovate powder vial. Figure 2. 5. Check to make sure the diluent transfer is complete. Swirl gently until all the Adynovate powder is dissolved. Figure 3. The powder should dissolve rapidly, usually in less than 1 minute. Figure 3. Make sure all the Adynovate powder is completely dissolved, otherwise the undissolved powder will not pass through the device filter. Do not refrigerate the solution after reconstitution. Administration. 1. Remove the blue cap from the Baxject 3 device. Connect the syringe to the Baxject 3 device. Use of Luo-Lock syringe is recommended. 2. Turn the system upside down, Adynovate powder vial now on top. Draw the reconstituted solution into the syringe by pulling the plunger back slowly. Do not draw air into the syringe. 3. Disconnect the syringe, attach a needle suitable for intravenous injection. If more than one vial of Adynovate is to be used, the contents of multiple vials may be drawn into the same syringe. 4. Administer the dose by injecting the solution directly into the vein over a period of up to 5 minutes, maximum infusion rate 10 milliliters per minute. Adynovate and Baxject are registered trademarks of Baxalter Incorporated. Takeda and the Takeda logo are registered trademarks of Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited.